Dr. Pinsky dictating amount item 8 on Otis 3 regarding Joseph Spicuzza, S-P-I-C-U-Z-Z-A. Joseph Spicuzza is a 70-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 2-4-21 when he slipped on ice while salting a ramp. As a result, he believes he injured his left shoulder but did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Further evaluation led to a diagnosis of a torn rotator cuff that was repaired surgically on 5-18-21. He is no longer receiving any active treatment. New paragraph. According to the records provided, Mr. Spicuzza was seen at Virtual Occupational on 2-5-21, stating he slipped at work yesterday onto his left shoulder and had trouble lifting his arm up. His elbow and arm are okay, but his symptoms were mainly in the shoulder. Exam found range of motion difficult, decreased and painful. X-ray showed no acute fracture or displacement. He was diagnosed with a contusion of the left shoulder and initiated on conservative measures. He followed up here through 2-26-21. He still had persistent pain in the left shoulder. He had to shovel snow the other week to take his wife to a doctor's appointment and felt that contributed to his discomfort. He was improving overall but still had pain with certain movements of the left shoulder. He was then referred for orthopedic consultation. New paragraph. In that regard, he was seen on 3-17-21. By Dr. Evering, E-V-E-R-I-N-G. He thought the petitioner sustained a partial tear of the rotator cuff, and an MRI would be helpful to confirm whether it was a full tear. MRI was done on 3-27-21 to be inserted here. On 5-18-21, Dr. Spicuzza, Dr. Ropiak, R-O-P-I-A-K, performed surgery to be inserted here. Pretty paragraph, Mr. Spicuzza followed up post-operatively along with physical therapy. His last visit with Dr. Ropiak was on 12-3-21. The physical therapy note noted good functional shoulder motion and use. Their recommendation was to transition to a home exercise program. Upon exam, his left shoulder compared to the right demonstrated full symmetric motion and 5/5 strength with no perceptible deficits. Sensation was intact in all dermatomes. Dr. Ropiak cleared him for full duty and released him from care. Physical exam. General appearance, he reeked of tobacco. It was apparent he had a visible umbilical hernia. Extremities upper inspection revealed healed portal scars by the left shoulder, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Active abduction was 90 degrees and flexion 130 degrees with external rotation to 70 degrees. Independent adduction extension and internal rotation were full. Passive abduction was 160 degrees, comma flexion 170 degrees and external rotation to 70 degrees. Motion in the other independent spheres was full. Composite active extension with internal rotation was to the buttocks level on the left, but was full on the right. He did complain of tenderness with passive abduction and flexion about the left shoulder. Many muscle testing was 4+. Resisted left shoulder internal rotation, but was otherwise 5/5. He was tender at the lateral left shoulder, but there was none on the right. Shoulder maneuvers, he had a positive near impingement maneuver on the left, which was negative on the right. The rest of that is normal, spine cervical. He had a forward held posture with no apparent scars. period flexion was full to 50 degrees, comma, extension limited to 20 degrees, comma, bilateral rotation to 40 degrees, comma, side bending right 15 degrees and left 10 degrees. The rest of that is normal. Thoracic, he was tender at the left interscapular musculature. In the absence of spasms, there was none on the right. The rest of that section is normal. Impressions on 2-4-21, Joseph Picosa slipped and fell while at work. The next day, he was seen at virtual occupational health and diagnosed with a contusion. He remained symptomatic after conservative measures, so underwent orthopedic consultation on 3-17-21. Dr. Ebring's referral, he had an MRI of the left shoulder on 3-27-21 to be inserted here. New paragraph. He then followed up, and they elected to pursue surgical intervention on 5-18-21. Insert that here. He had physical therapy postoperatively, concurrent with follow-up by Dr. Ropiak through 12-3-21. Right at that time, he had symmetric and full range of motion about the left shoulder with intact strength. Right in the paragraph, the current examination found he had decreased active range of motion about the left shoulder, but was much improved passively. Period. He had mild weakness and resisted left shoulder internal rotation. Period. He complained of tenderness with near impingement maneuver on the left, but other provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. He had a forward held cervical spine posture and decreased range of motion consistent with his age. Period. New paragraph. There is 7.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the left shoulder. Period. And that will be the end.